Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Welcome back.
Happy day after Thanksgiving.
It feels like the day after Thanksgiving. I'm bloated. Mm-hmm. I'm still full from last night's dinner.
I am very full. I just
carb overload.
Asked my son, I eat whatever I want on Thanksgiving. That's just what I'm going to do. I give myself the pass. And then I'm like, the next day, yeah, pretty much going to eat one meal and it's not going to be leftovers. Well, then I'm like, well, then what happens to the leftovers?
You kind of have to eat the leftovers.
You have to eat the leftovers. Yeah. So I just ate some potatoes and stuffing with lots of butter.
That's okay. So it's always tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow. And it always F's me up with Thursday being Thanksgiving because it really does feel like a Saturday night. Today feels like Sunday. And then all of a sudden we're going to roll into the weekend.
I know. Then it's hard to get back on track.
Two to three more days. And you have company.
Yeah. I have company.
And that's why we're recording early and we're still drinking. It doesn't matter.
I needed a cocktail today. Everything's fine. Everything is great. but you know, when you're not used to having house guests, it's an adjustment.
Yes.
I left my dad folding two loads of laundry.
So sweet.
He was bored. He wanted something to do. I said, here, fold my laundry.
Fantastic.
He said, okay.
And I am just happy having nobody in the house. The boys are playing so much golf right now because the weather is amazing. So yesterday, they went off to play golf for about 4 hours. And I just stood in the kitchen, cooked all day, watched fantastic TV. I watched that movie that you told me about, The Happiest Season, with Kristen Stewart, Daniel Levy. Loved it. I had zero expectation going in because I'm not a huge Kristen Stewart fan.
I'm not either. I'm a huge Daniel Levy fan, and that's why I watched. Mm-hmm. And it didn't disappoint. I thought it was really cute.
Totally surprised me. I didn't have, like I said, not high expectations of this movie. Really liked it. There were some bits that I actually found myself thinking were really funny.
I was a little disappointed, and I texted you and told you that Daniel Levy was underutilized. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that?
Totally agree.
He's too big of a talent. He's too fucking hilarious.
Although, when he was there, he was fantastic.
Exactly, but I wanted more.
Yeah. I thought it was just surprisingly good.
It was good.
A few things that I was like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
So, highly recommend Happiest Season. And one of our listeners, I don't know if you saw it, messaged us and said, can you guys say what network, what you're watching is on?
Oh, okay.
Because we forget. Yeah. Although, I think sometimes we just don't remember either.
Well, that's true. There's a lot.
Flip around a lot.
Well, that one was on Hulu.
Yes.
Happiest Hulu.
It is Hulu.
Because I forgot and had to search for it.
Yeah. Definitely Hulu. And a teacher, you asked me.
On Hulu also.
It's on Hulu. You asked me because I said I was watching it. And we had a live appearance on TMI Hollywood the other day, which, by the way, we did not know was live. It was a little shocking when all of a sudden we were live. And if you watch it, it's on their Facebook page, TMI Hollywood. You can tell that we didn't know it was live.
Yeah, so we didn't know. Until after the fact. Until it was over.
They said, we've posted it, you know, and I just thought, oh, okay, it'll be on the podcast. I didn't know everybody could see us.
So that's like, oh,
you know,
shit.
We are behind the scenes kind of people.
Yeah.
We have to be prepared to be seen. We did not prepare.
Not at all.
Still had a really good time doing that.
It was fun. They were great people.
But one of the guys on there asked if we are watching a teacher, and I said yes. And then Gina, you said, you know, should I get on this?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know yet. It was kind of like, yeah, it's okay. I'm on episode, I think it's episode 4 just came out, or 5, maybe 4 or 5. I think it's good. Right now I went, okay, Gina's got to watch it now.
All right, so it's a slow start, but it's worth the watch.
I think so.
Okay, now another one everyone's talking about is The Flight Attendant.
Yes.
So that one I want to watch.
My niece Bridget said she just watched the first episode and she likes it. Now, is that on Netflix?
I don't know.
Shoot.
We'll check.
We're really bad at that. I'm sorry.
Well, there's just too many streaming services.
And we're fucking old and we don't write everything down.
We don't have time, people. We don't have time. We're busy.
Have you started Murder on Middle Beach?
No, because I heard another podcaster, one said it was boring, and the other one loved it. So what's your thought? Because I tend to agree with your
Not really. By the way, I have to address that nobody agreed with me so far about Lily and Dash.
Well, that one is questionable.
Everybody's questioning my taste with that. I still really liked it. I must have been in a mood when I was watching that. I still really enjoyed it. Okay,
it's
Murder
cute.
On Middle Beach. I wouldn't say it's boring. It's this one guy, and he does a documentary about his mother's murder.
So it's a true story.
True story. And it's the kid who's doing the documentary. And he starts out doing this documentary, I think, at the age of 19. And it's been going on for, like, it's 4 years later, and he's still doing it. So it's good. It's only just episode 2 came out recently. I haven't seen episode 2 yet.
Okay, so maybe I'll
I mean, it's a murder documentary.
On.
It's right up our alley.
Right up our alley.
Yeah.
So The Flight Attendant's on HBO.
HBO. Excellent.
For those of you who are
totally
curious.
Oh, I know who's in that. The girl from Big Bang Theory. The blonde.
Yes.
Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco. Yeah. Her.
I can almost get there. Can't quite get everything. The names.
Yeah, and then we have one more episode of The Undoing, which I freaking can't wait because I'm dying to know who did it.
Gosh.
Dying.
Every episode I realize I change my opinion.
Well, me too, but that's what's so good about it is that I love movies like this.
Will it just be the fucking husband? Will it be Hugh Grant who actually did it?
It could be.
It could be.
We don't know.
He's such a narcissist, we're realizing.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, he has a lot of issues.
A lot of good shit.
I know.
A podcast I've been listening to is called Unfinished. Another listener let us know about it. It's called Unfinished Short Creek. It is about the Salt Lake City Mormon community, the William Jessup. That's the college.
John Smith?
No. Warren Jeffs.
Oh, okay.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah, the cult leader.
The cult leader guy. So it's about people who have left his, one girl was married to him. So it centers around this place called Short Creek, where this development and where they all lived.
Oh, now that sounds good. Like something I would like.
I think it's called Unfinished.
Okay, gotta watch that.
And we didn't talk about Welcome to Plathville last week, I realized.
Oh, okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Because the more I watch Anne, the more pissed off I get at that fucking mother. Not
Same.
The dad, the mother. It's all the mother,
it's
I guarantee
all of it,
it
is the mother. And that poor father is under the mother's spell.
It was evident this episode. So they were back at their farmhouse. They're renting it out to an Australian family who's kind of the same beliefs that they have.
I just realized.
You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it. Shit. I wrote down, we didn't talk about it last week, but I realized I didn't watch it this week.
Well, you need to catch up.
Well, I've never seen that in the previews.
Yeah. So
okay.
They go over there. They have them over for 4th of July. These kids, the other kids have never, well, all the kids never celebrated any holiday.
Why?
I don't understand.
Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate certain holidays,
but
they're not that.
They're not that. There's no explanation other than this mother does not want these kids to have any kind of joy in their life. It's terrible.
I am your only joy, center around me.
Honestly, she's crazy. So they don't know why 4th of July even exists. They're so
uneducated. They're not even learning by being homeschooled.
No, she homeschools them and teaches them what she wants them to know. And doesn't want them to know, she leaves it out. So they have no idea why people celebrate 4th of July. So they go to this family's house and they celebrate the 4th of July with a picnic. They don't do fireworks or anything like that because Australia doesn't celebrate what we celebrate. And at the end of dinner, the Australian family comes out with these chocolate cookies and says, "We'd love for you to try our traditional chocolate biscuits." And the dad says, "Well, we don't allow our kids to have sweets." Looks at the mom, and the mom says, "Yeah, we don't allow them to have sweets." And the dad clearly looks to the mom like for
everything.
Everything. So
approval.
The mom says,
it's like,
"Well,
she's his mother.
She's fucking crazy." Oh. She says, "Well, we'll make this one exception." So they get to each have one chocolate cookie.
Oh, these poor kids.
And these kids are like, "Oh my God, this is the best thing I ever tasted." I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
What are they
me.
Having, saltine crackers at home?
I mean, I can understand not wanting your kid to eat a bunch of crap, but they've never had a fucking cookie? What's wrong with them?
Which is why Welcome to Plathville is fucking amazing.
It's crazy.
The more I watch, the more I enjoy it.
I love it. It makes me sad.
It makes me sad, but excited at the same time.
It's pretty good. I have such empathy for those poor kids because they are at such a huge disadvantage in their life. Mm. And the mom keeps saying, "Well, we know we've made some mistakes with our older kids, so we need to do things differently." But they're not
but
doing
they're
anything
not.
Differently.
No. And it really makes me sick when the older kids come home that are just really good kids. They're really nice kids.
Super nice kids. They're very respectful, but they fucking hate their parents.
Rightfully so. They're very angry at the parents. And when that one daughter goes over to to the other one's house to have lunch or dinner, and the mother drops her off.
And then like comes in?
Comes in the house trying to look around, and it's so intrusive.
So controlling. And those kids did not learn nearly, and they all say it, we didn't learn enough to have the skills that we need to survive out in the world.
They didn't even have any sex talk with the kids whatsoever. And the older boy, who not until he got married knew what a period was or knew that girls had periods, and he has 4 or 5 sisters.
He thought it was they were having nosebleeds. Can you imagine?
God, that just makes me sick.
It's so sad.
It's so sad.
I don't know how. Now, his wife was kind of raised the same way, and she broke loose from her family.
I don't think it was as bad. No.
But how, for her to take him on?
That's what blows me away.
Wow.
Well, I think if she was on TV before she met him or before they got married, I don't think they'd be together,
because I think she's
kind of trying to break free from him too. He's annoying her.
Wow.
And she told him. Yeah. He's like a child.
He is like a child.
Like a little kid.
He can't help it.
And he's a good guy, but he just has no, he doesn't know how to be an adult.
Life skills. Yeah.
No.
Nothing.
Oh, it's just awful.
Moving on.
But God, I can't
but God, it's good.
I can't stop talking about it. And I haven't even seen this week yet. I still can't stop talking
about
it.
Might I say it may be in my top 3.
It's moving up. Because it's so entertaining. You really don't know where they're going to go next. Like, what is going to happen?
It just makes me hate those parents more and more every week.
It does.
All right, should we talk about The Bachelorette?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about The Bachelorette.
So,
a lot about Noah.
A lot about young Noah. Yeah, Bennett has
Bennett has a problem for young Noah. I don't know about Bennett.
Bennett's going to go home pretty soon, I think.
Does Bennett know he's...
Bennett's a caricature.
A character. But does he know he's a caricature?
I think it almost feels like he's playing a role a little bit, don't you think?
Well, I hope so. Because if he doesn't, he's very douchey.
I think he's douchey anyway. He doesn't seem very smart to me.
Also, when people say he's like Clark Kent, I just don't say it. He's not that good looking to me. I get it. The initial visual is a Clark Kent thing. But the more I get to know him, I'm like, no, no, no.
Well, the visual's not even super attractive to me.
Well, that's
what
I mean.
Would not be my look.
He's like tall.
A little more rugged.
Yes.
Rough.
He's a little, maybe that's it. He's a little pretty-ish.
Yeah, he's too pretty.
Maybe not pretty, pampered.
Yeah, you'd definitely be competing for mirror time with Bennett.
But once again, Kenny, calling her T. Kenny,
I love Kenny.
Calls her T. I kind of like him.
Now,
does it have anything to do with what we've seen?
Well,
Kennedy?
That may.
Could be.
Ben, he's still frustrated. He hasn't had any one-on-one time, but you know what? Ben not doing it for me.
But Ben, when he did get the one-on-one time with Tayshia,
he was fucking annoying.
Zero. Like, have some conversation. Don't have your whole conversation be, I tried to get to know you, but I kind of blew it. I shouldn't have done that. I should be more proactive.
No,
I shouldn't have sat behind. That's all he talked about. They got nowhere in that conversation. Nothing deep. Nothing deep. Well, nothing is going to be as deep as Ivan.
Ivan. That was something.
Ivan.
I don't think that was expected, that conversation. I mean, they went deep.
I love Ivan. I like this for so many reasons, but I'll put a caveat. I don't think Tayshia is attracted to Ivan.
I was going to say.
But I love Ivan, but Tayshia doesn't feel about Ivan the way Ivan feels about Tayshia.
No, I didn't feel it.
I didn't feel a connection at all.
Mm-mm.
And the reason why she was so cute and comfortable with him is because she doesn't think of him in a way.
Also, remember, she went for JPJ.
True.
That might be the Ben... might be her type, kind of a nerdy.
Oh, maybe.
You know?
But Ivan is deep. Oh, man. When he was talking about his brother being in prison, that's a lot to tell. It's not just telling Tayshia either.
Right.
But having the serious conversation about racial injustice that they could both relate to, and then her breaking down, that was the only time I felt like, hey, here's your chance, Tayshia. Tell us what's going on. And then nothing. She just kind of let it go.
She couldn't
talk about anything. But that shows how deep it is, too.
True.
For
it was
her.
hard to read. So what'd you think of the songs that weren't really songs? I mean, a couple of them were, but man, they were pretty pathetic.
It was a spoken word. That was it.
Exactly.
It wasn't a song.
I thought Damar had the best song, and she didn't pick Damar.
Well, he had the best song, but the voice was not so great.
Well, none of them had
a good
voice.
But that's okay. Yes, they all sounded bad. That kind of stuff is so bad. But the way that Ivan went about it, like, this is totally outside my comfort zone. I'm glad she did pick him.
Okay, so, but when she was on her date with Ivan, these things irritate me. They're playing The Floor is Lava, which I thought was kind of stupid.
Kind of childish.
For adults. And then she was hitting him with a pillow that clearly had been ripped open. That was a bunch of bullshit. We don't want to see adults.
Also, are there real pillows that are feather pillows now like that?
Yeah.
I mean, they set it up, obviously.
It was totally set up, but it was so obvious it was a setup, it made it look stupid.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was just a little childish. I know a lot of people thought that was so cute. There is a game show called The Floor is Lava also.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But still, it was just, I don't know.
And then the big ass ice cream that was dripping all over the place. That was unnecessary.
It was, but it looked amazing.
It did look
amazing. It was also one of the first times we've ever seen them eat on television. They never eat on The Bachelor or
Bachelorette. Well, yeah, but they had to because the thing was dripping all over the place.
Why was it necessary to have that big of an ice cream?
Exactly. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. What a waste of ice cream.
Freaking waste. And then for her to have her best friends come in and have it be Sydney and Becca.
Are they really her best friends?
No.
I think Sydney is.
Yeah, Sydney. We met Sydney at that.
Yeah, we did. When I fell.
The Ben and Ashley I Live show.
Yes.
Becca, though, I don't believe that they're best friends.
No, I don't either.
No.
They wanted to bring
they're
her
not.
On.
I thought the scavenger hunt thing was just like, okay.
The orgasm that sound, that was so stupid. The drinking the smoothies, the gross smoothies, okay, maybe.
I always like a little gross drinking and stuff.
But I mean, it's just so sad that they're running out of fun things to do.
Blake is annoying me.
Blake is too needy. He's too needy.
When he showed up at Chris Harrison's place.
Wait, that wasn't Blake.
Oh, wait, wasn't
that
Blake?
That was Ed.
Oh, you're right, right.
Ed needs
to
go home.
Ed and Blake are kind of reminding me of each other. They're both... Visually, they kind of look alike.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I don't know.
Blake is cuter than Ed. Ed has like kind of a blockhead.
But Blake's beard, he looks a little Amish-y. Not into that.
Yeah, it's a little unkempt.
Both can go. I don't need either of them. And the fact that both stayed threw me.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's talk about who went home. I was shocked.
Totally
Joe
shocked.
Joe went home.
Kenny
went home.
No more Kenny.
Why is Ed still there? She clearly is not attracted to Ed.
Because they told her to keep Ed. We know the tops are Zach.
They're going to be our Brandon. Three that we said.
Yeah, Zach, Brandon. I wouldn't put Ivan in there. Who would
Zach,
be the
Brendan.
Third? Oh, Brendan. And who's the third one? Oh, Ben. Yeah. I mean, she'll keep Ivan around for a little while. And Riley, he's so fucking serious.
Riley.
I can't with Riley. Does he have a sense of humor?
He's intense.
Yeah, I don't like
him. He seems older. Isn't he 36? He
Maybe.
Seems a lot
just,
older
he
than that.
He just thinks so highly of himself. I'm sure he's a fine person, but I'm kind of over him.
Ben did it for me when he said he was apologizing for making Tayshia disappointed in him.
Yeah.
It's like, come on,
it was
dude.
Too much.
Why are you apologizing?
And why did Bennett go in on Noah so much? So let's talk about that. Noah telling her, some of the guys were really mad at me that you gave me the rose, and they think you just gave it to me to get their attention. And she took that really hard.
Well, she took it way serious. First of all, that's not what happened.
It's not. But did he actually admit that that's not what happened, that he made it up? I don't think so.
I don't think so. But the guys were pissed, and he made them all look bad.
He did.
And but she came in hot.
It was too much. It's like, Tayshia, they're not children. If you have a problem with them, just talk about it and go, listen, he told me this went on. Why are you guys feel that way? This is kind of pissing me off. But she like, nee, 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 nee. Like she was the mother yelling
Scolding
at children.
Them. Yeah.
That whole look, I don't like that.
Well, Noah clearly is going to be the villain or is the villain.
Yeah.
Someone has to be.
And then Bennett, what did he say? He said to Noah, there's 0% chance that she's going to pick you or that you're going to end up with her. And it's like arguing with a 14-year-old.
Which is true. But I thought Bennett saying that, he was going to go home. Because that was a cue. Usually someone who puffs their chest a little too much is the one that ends up going home.
Well, Bennett will go home. But Joe went home. So
I know,
so
and I like Joe.
But everybody's like, we love Joe. But have we really seen Joe? Although.
He's funny.
Did you hear him on Nick Vial?
No.
He's great. He's funny.
He's
self-deprecating.
Right?
He's so nice. He can't say a mean word about anyone. Nick tries to get him to talk about all the other guys. And he's like, you know, we became really good friends. And he said he was actually really close with Noah because Noah's a traveling nurse. And
well,
he said,
sense.
I felt bad that these guys came in and we kind of blocked them out because, you know, we were the Sweet 16 or whatever they named themselves. He goes, I appreciate these other guys were annoyed by him. And, you know, he obviously said some things that weren't right. But
so far, disappointing season for me. I don't know how you feel, but...
I just have a feeling.
And it's not Tayshia's fault.
No.
I think it's the circumstances.
Yeah. I just have a feeling that whoever she picks, they're just not together anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think that because she has her podcast, she gives no indication of anything. On the other hand, Claire and Dale are on live a lot.
They're in San Diego. Now, does
they went down to
La
Jolla.
Or somebody live in San Diego?
I don't think so. Her sister was there.
Okay.
So I think they're renting out this beautiful apartment or something or a hotel right on the water in La Jolla, which is really nice.
Are they moving there?
No, I think they were just visiting. They were leaving that location. I don't know. It feels weird. It feels like he's getting annoyed by her a little bit.
Well, I think she just says too much. I think she's over the top. And when the dust settles, I think he is going to get tired of her and just decide that, maybe this isn't
when people don't really care what they're doing every minute. Although this could ride a while because people love watching this thing happen.
Oh, I think it is going to ride a while, but I don't think it's going to end up with the marriage.
Feel bad, but I just don't feel it. I still feel weird about him. Like, I still feel like
he's an opportunist.
A little bit. I think he loves her right now. I mean, I think they do have a genuine thing. I just don't know how long. Like you said, I just don't know how long it can last.
She's just too over the top about him. Too much. So much so that it just is a red flag a little bit.
And there's some awkward videos where he's dancing, he's trying to do stuff, and then she comes up behind trying to dance, and it's like, oh.
Not good.
It looks like the age difference is showing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a little bit. Little bit. All right, should we talk a little Potomac?
Let's do it.
Karen, this episode, I was dying. She had so many great one-liners.
She's pretty funny.
Yeah. So one of the big things, they're still not convinced about Giselle and Jamal.
Well, nobody is.
No.
Are you?
No.
And I'm not buying it either.
But they keep touching on it, which I think is interesting. But in this one, Giselle, she said she is the one who needs to learn to communicate better. So she's taking this like on herself. She's trying to make everybody think or believe, you know what? It's not Jamal, you guys. It's me. I'm the one who's not communicating with him. That's why the relationship seems weird.
Yeah, but you know what? To me, that tells a lot about their relationship.
She's protecting him, mm-hmm. as she always is. She doesn't want him to look like the bad guy because he already did before.
Just their communication in general when she was taking him to the airport and things he was saying to her. None of it makes sense. I fully believe this is just, hey, do me a solid and be my companion / boyfriend on the show. The girls are not into it. He's not going to move from Atlanta to Potomac.
She also says that they talk all day, every day.
I don't believe that either.
If they did, how come there's no communication?
Yeah.
What are they talking about?
Exactly. What are they talking about?
Nonsense.
He doesn't seem very interested either.
No. Then Robin comes out with, oh, my website is out and here are the pictures on the website. And so she shows everybody and everybody's all excited to see their pictures. And then, of course, I don't know, Wendy says, where's Karen's? Where's Karen's picture? And she was like, the pictures just didn't turn out that good. They didn't match the rest of the website. Karen was like, thank you. Next.
Now, I did go to the website.
Did you see them?
Because originally, I had heard that Karen wasn't on the website at all. None of the ladies were, which isn't true. There is a group shot of all of them together, Karen included. So Karen is in the group shot, but the individual hat pics, Karen has been erased.
Are the other girls in the individual?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And she was sold out of a couple of the styles. So somebody's liking them.
Okay. People are buying them like we would buy shit.
Like we would buy a Craig pillow.
Exactly. Exactly. If the price was right, we'll buy anything.
Who wants a fucking crab pillow? Not us, but we'd buy it.
Okay. What about Karen now has a wig line? What?
She's just an entrepreneur.
Yes, she is. This is the businesswoman that we're finding out that Ray is having a problem with.
How many housewives have wig lines? Kim Zolciak had a wig line.
Candace had a wig line. Oh no, Kenya didn't. She had that. No,
somebody from
edges.
Atlanta had a wig line. Was it
Marlo?
No,
it's Portia.
Oh, Portia. Yeah, Portia had a wig line.
How There's different
a big,
are the
a
wigs?
Big, a big need for wigs.
Also,
I guess.
Also, Karen's wigs.
Karen's
aren't
wigs
that
are
great.
Not good. No,
I like her long blonde one.
Some of the ladies have really good, like, real hair wigs. We'll talk about wigs again when we get to Salt Lake City.
Yes. All right, the fetish party. Why? Why are they doing a fetish party on vacation? Did they travel with these things?
Nobody wants to see that. Mm-mm. I couldn't imagine going to going on a girls' trip, mm-mm. and that is the theme. I would be like, what the fuck? I'm not putting that.
And why do you have to have a theme party like that? You're in Portugal. Do the theme having to do with where you're at.
Exactly.
And it's like, what a waste of a fucking night. You dress up and go to the room?
With whips and dildos and...
Go out. Enjoy this city where you're at.
I was laughing because Giselle's control top pantyhose were showing. And Candace, full on ass out. I mean, she really played the role. She's done this before.
Yeah, she actually looked pretty good.
She did look good.
Robin was saying Karen looked like Cruella de Vil.
She did.
Karen goes, right back at her. Well, you look like a two-bit whore, and I didn't say anything about your look. It's like, whoa, Karen.
A couple of the ladies were a little more reserved.
Okay, but what about when they started sexy dancing with each other and grinding on each other?
I can't even imagine doing that.
Had they
that's
had a lot of
weird.
Shots by then or something?
That's weird
Why
to
would
me.
You do that?
I don't know.
Let's have a contest to see how sexy you can dance on someone.
To your other women friends. Who the hell wants to see it? I'm just... And I just had a vision in my head.
Oh, of what? Our friend?
Our friend in the outfits dancing. Like I have an outfit picked out for everyone.
Now I'm picturing it.
Oh, my God. I can't unsee it.
So then it gets into the Ashley and what she's...
Ashley tells Candace.
Yeah, about her...
Statement she's making.
Right. For Monique.
Yeah, that didn't go so well.
You know, the more I think about... I do agree with you. You said, if she's going to do that to Candace, why would she even invite her on the trip? Because she's really just dogging Candace behind her back.
There's no point, right?
But Candace feels like she is owed. Everybody should be on her side. And if you're not on her side, you're out. And I don't agree with that.
Well, no, because she's not self-aware at all of anything that went down. Mm-hmm. And I think she creates a story in her head of what happened. Now, Wendy... spoke up and mm-hmm. she was not happy with Mm-mm. Ashley. Mm-mm. But okay. I kind of agree with.
But what about when Karen came out and said that she saw the statement that Candace wrote and Candace admitted to throwing the glass?
Well, she said, she didn't say she threw it. She said she released it. Mm-hmm. So she was very careful with her words.
But she admits, all she had to say with the glass was, it fell out of my hand. She's admitting to doing something with a glass.
Well, she knows she fucking threw the glass.
Yeah, she did.
But she didn't say she threw it. Mm-hmm. She said she released it.
I still say, Candace is the one who is filing the lawsuit. She can't expect everybody to just lay down and play dead. If somebody filed a lawsuit against me, I would fight back if I didn't think I did anything wrong.
And why is Candace crying those fake tears?
Oh, God.
Those crocodile tears that we've seen over and over and over again. It's hard because they're both at fault. So it's hard that there's varying degrees of fault, but still. And we're getting close to, they've already filmed the reunion, so we must be getting close. Did mm-hmm. we talk about the reunion looks?
All the yellow.
Ooh, they were
pretty bad. From far away, as a group shot, I go, ooh, those are really pretty.
Yellow is pretty.
Yes. But then when you get close up on each dress,
they're the gaudiest, tackiest.
So Karen's having the wig line party, I guess. And they said, are you going to invite Monique? And she goes, absolutely not. I'm not going to invite Monique. I don't want that energy there.
Well,
and then next week we see Monique shows up.
Ding dong. Guess
and
who's
she's
at
all
the
excited
door.
That she's there and she's crying to her.
Now
she's so happy she's
some
there.
Some bullshit. If she didn't give everybody a heads up that Monique was going to be there.
And then it looks like Karen leaves early from her own party. She's like, bye.
That's right.
I'm out of here.
Did. That was dirty.
Okay, let's go to the OC.
Oh my God, this was a good
episode.
Oh my
God.
This
Shannon
was
Bador.
Shannon is a fucking bitch.
Okay, I'm also afraid that when Shannon got really drunk, that I could have been that drunk at a certain time. I'm like, is that what I look like at blah, blah, blah?
Well, of course, we've all been there, but Shannon's mean.
She's a mean drunk.
She's a mean drunk.
Well, she's...
You're a fun drunk.
I also think... She just drank too much. How can she not know when to stop?
That's
thing is, if I get that drunk, it's hit me all of a sudden. I go, whoa, I need to stop.
And then you know.
She never acted like it hit her. In fact, she's a person that denies how much she drinks.
She's a
That's
little
a problem.
Bit...
I never deny it. I'm like, oh my God, did I drink 20 glasses last night?
She's a little bit like Dorinda when it comes to that.
Yeah, she's embarrassed.
She's embarrassed.
She's very Dorinda-like. You're right. I would have more respect if they would just admit how much they're drinking.
Well, she brought tequila to the room.
Yeah, we know you were drunk.
And she was drinking shots before. She was so pissed off. I felt bad for her boyfriend because I think he's been in this situation before, but he's a little bit of an enabler too.
Oh, sure. He was watching out for her, but he wasn't holding back. He wasn't saying like, let's not have one of those. Well, you don't want to do that either.
Well, you can't. Yeah.
He's in a tough position.
But she's done this before. She's been this shit-faced, I would venture to guess, probably pretty frequently. Man. Because I think Shannon likes a cocktail.
Well, when she also went up to Bronwyn's kids and was like, you guys, oh my God.
Oh, God.
At my vow renewal, it was the kiss of death.
That was a terrible thing to say.
Horrible. At least what they took from that was, oh my God, Shannon was wasted.
Well, yeah, but it turned out it was the kiss of death because we all know what happened to Bronwyn and Sean.
But they're together now. They just celebrated something.
I think he moved back in.
Yeah, I think he moved back in and they're working on everything.
Yeah, but still, you don't say that to kids.
To kids.
They were like, that lady is shit-faced.
So what's again with Dr. Deb?
Ooh, she's passive-aggressive. She's now I can see where Bronwyn had some real issues growing up.
I think Dr. Deb is really jealous of Bronwyn.
I think she's completely jealous. Did you happen to see her Instagram live? It's all over the place.
When she was dancing in her...
She was in a bikini.
But she did that all last season, too, when I was totally enamored with her and couldn't get enough
like
of her.
Like a thong bikini with her ass shaking like that?
She likes to be the center of attention.
Well, for sure.
So when her daughter is the center of attention...
She's a little cray-cray.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Dodd.
Kelly, I could have smacked her.
I know. So many times.
Her jokes are so stale at this point. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear them.
But then talking to Shannon, Shannon was may have been drunk, but she was right. Kelly came in hot about the water. Kelly acted like, no, I wasn't coming in hot and accusing
she
you of
totally
having a water line. That's exactly what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But then Kelly was like, no, I don't even care. I don't care at all.
She totally cared.
And then when Shannon was trying to explain herself, of course, she was just wasted. You don't say to somebody, are you drunk?
Ooh.
Then you're going to deny, no, I've had one glass.
Well, and then
clearly you're drunk.
Shannon was spot on and she did what Kelly does. Is her way of apologizing is then it's like, all right, well, it's no big deal. Get over it. It's no big deal.
Yeah, you get over
it. Well,
Shannon
doesn't get over it.
Shannon doesn't get over anything.
No.
I thought it was funny, though, when Kelly, you know, does that stupid, what do you have on your shirt? And you look down and then they flash back to those seasons ago when she did that to
Shannon.
They were on a trip somewhere.
They were in Ireland, I think.
That's right. And Heather Dubrow goes, oh, yeah, she's into those jokey things. I don't like that. Heather Dubrow was just always so highbrow.
How about Elizabeth? Because.
Ooh, that's confusing.
I don't know if I like Elizabeth or not. There's some times when I feel compassionate for her, then there's other times when I feel like she's just fucking crazy. Like she cannot let go of her ex-husband.
Mm-mm.
I don't understand her relationship with Jimmy. I'm thinking it's more of a friendship now more than ever.
Seems like it.
I don't get it. Jimmy doesn't speak.
It's
I don't know if he just doesn't
confusing.
Like being on camera or what, but why is she still texting her ex-husband?
Every day, all the time.
I mean, and the girls kind of all came at her at
they
the
did.
Pool.
I like how they did that. And she's so upset. I understand if it's coming to a close and there's all these emotions coming back up. But it sounds like for 5 years, this has been an issue.
But it's
five years.
Let it
Don't
go.
Don't you want it to be over with? She still says, I'm sorry that I filed for divorce. Now, why did she file for divorce?
If she's saying the things that she's saying to him now.
But she's saying, I'm sorry I filed for divorce. So why did she file for divorce from him? Was he having an affair?
He was cheating on her.
Oh.
I
but
think
why
was,
would why would she want? Oh my God, she's a mess.
Well, but Gina called it. Gina said, "You don't want this to end.
Mm-hmm.
This is your connection to him. Once the divorce is final, they don't have kids. She's done with him.
You
she
have
no
enough
need.
Money already. The house is the one thing that's holding it up, and she's placing everything on this house.
Yeah,
like Gina said, I walked away with nothing,
yeah.
zero, just to end this. So she doesn't want it to end. And poor Jimmy."
Yeah, Jimmy's, I don't
and then the whole thing, like, okay, Jimmy and me don't have sex. Okay, we did have sex one time, but then he found out I was married, so he wouldn't have sex with me anymore. And then it was, well, we did have sex. He knew I was married. I mean, she tells a different story. So
every time.
She's a liar.
She also said they don't kiss.
And then we saw them kiss.
So what is it?
Why lie? Why all these different stories?
Yeah, she's divorcing her husband. It's not the other way
exactly.
around. So
that's what I mean.
Who cares if she's having sex with him or kissing Jimmy?
Right. I don't know. I like when Gina said she doesn't want us to know anything, yet that makes us want to know everything.
Of course.
Yes. I do want to know more about her, but it's very confusing.
Yeah, so maybe this will all play itself out, hopefully, so we know what the hell's going on.
Oh, God, but what about Bronwyn's kids having lice, and then they show the little kid at the party the night before? Oh, God.
My kids never had lice.
Oh, God. I mean, she'll kill me if I talk about it, but one of mine... I just said she'll kill me. Oh. But one of
mine. Gee, I wonder which one of the two it was.
One of mine, and we didn't know when we went to get her hair cut. And she was just little, and it was like...
Was she scratching her
head? No, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Thank God. I would have flipped
out. We all went through the process.
Oh. Well, it's common. Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm. Whitney decides to throw a 20s party. Not sure why. What was the reason for the 20s party?
Oh, there was no reason for the theme party. But I'm still confused with Lisa and Meredith. I get those two confused. I think a lot of people are. Until I see them with their kids or husband, I have a hard time knowing who's who.
They do look alike. They do look alike, except for I got them now because they're two totally different people. You know, I mean,
the personalities. Yes.
They do. When you look at pictures of them, they look a lot alike.
A lot alike.
Meredith is gorgeous.
She's beautiful. Well, they both are.
Yeah. I was telling you because I saw this one last week. We got a little more of Meredith's kids. We got Chloe and Brooks. So we got a little more of Brooks. And Brooks is a prude. Isn't it funny?
Brooks, I found kind of annoying.
Well, I thought, Brooks, know your place. This is your mother.
Yeah, that's what I said. Stay in your lane. You can't. How are you going to tell your mother who she can hang around with and where she can go?
And
when?
He was like, I can't believe you had Jen Shaw around us showing us her vajayjay.
But she wasn't. She didn't. He was being overly dramatic. Brooks likes the camera, I think.
Well, he does. He's starting a clothing line also. So this is right up Brooks's lane
here.
Say
no more.
But, I mean, Meredith lets Brooks tell her what to do. Like, she's a little child, and he's going to run her life. And he's like, yeah, no, you cannot have a sleepover. That is not going to happen. Funny. He was like, but her daughter, Chloe, is adorable.
Yeah, she's really cute. So, she's younger than Brooks.
Yeah, she's 18. Okay. So Heather has 5 of her 20 employees that are pregnant.
All with boys.
These girls are Stepford girls. Every single one walking in was gorgeous with a gorgeous husband in their gorgeous white outfit in gorgeous bodies with a little pooch in the front. I'm like, wow, this is how they breed them there in Salt Lake City. Everybody here is beautiful. This is nuts.
Yeah, they were all pretty cute, but I thought it was so crazy that out of 5, they're all having boys.
Yep.
I couldn't figure out why Jen was there.
I think she's just friends, and Jen's always part of the party, don't you think? Because there was no other, or I guess Whitney was there because she was the cousin.
Yeah, Whitney was there, but okay.
Jen Shaw's everywhere. What?
Jen's everywhere.
Let's talk about Jen Shaw. She's back to annoying the F out of me.
Okay, just the fact that she walked in with her handler, whoever that was, with open toe sandals, and it's coming down snowing like crazy, and she's walking through the snow. If this isn't extra, I don't know what is.
She's so extra.
I mean, come on. Really? Is this
put on for the show?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
She has the Shaw squad. There's like 5 people who work for her. What does she do? Like, does she have a business?
I don't know, but I'm starting
to remember.
Question. I don't think she has a business. I think she's just her husband's wife. That's her.
But he's a football coach. He can't be making the money for her to have 5 assistants.
Well, a couple things. I think they're all interns. Maybe 1 or 2 is paid. But what is she doing that she needs to have interns, first of all, except for going to events?
Also, to do a whole look the day before an event to figure out the look, and it's just a freaking party for your
friends. Yeah, it's all for the camera. She better be careful because she's going to end up like a lot of these other housewives. I don't know that her marriage is that solid. First of all, her husband seems to be working until all hours of the day and night.
Gone all the time.
Which makes no sense when you're a football coach.
Well, football coaches do work a lot. But
yeah, but till midnight? What are they doing?
They're watching shit. Tapes? I don't know. Yeah, I think she better be careful.
Writing plays?
They're in front of the blackboard writing X's and O's.
Yeah, okay. I'll buy that. I don't think she has the money.
Well, that's what I can't figure out.
How much do football coaches make?
The chalet that she lives in is gorgeous, Shaw Chalet. Well, she has the 2 boys that I think are at home. Aren't they living at home?
Well, one's college age.
One's
I'm not
college.
Sure. Maybe they just made an appearance for the
show.
But
she's always by herself. And she's so mad when Meredith cancels and says, listen, my kids are in town. I want to spend time with them. And she's like, how dare she cancel on me the last minute to spend time with her children?
Well, see, that's why I there's something funny about this relationship with her husband, because he seems to never be around.
Mm-mm.
Now, I get it if you don't want to be on camera, but you can still kind of be in the background or do a drive-by or something. But he's never home. Where is he? I want to know.
Coaching. Running plays. I don't know.
Coaching.
I don't know. We shall see. Hopefully we'll find out a little bit more.
Yeah, and I also heard, and maybe you heard this too, on another podcast, that chalet is like an Airbnb that they rent out. So now I got to do some digging.
Yeah, where is she getting her money? What is going on there? Football coaches don't make that much freaking money. And he's not like he's at BYU. He's at like Utah State. And well, is he a head football coach? Head football coaches make good money.
Yeah, but he's not at Notre Dame,
no.
For God's sake.
And they also have about 5,000 coaches. So he could be just like a right line coach. I don't know if that's a real thing, but by the way, I do know they have a lot of coaches.
Right. Just go with it. Go with it.
Right line coach. I don't know.
I don't think that's right, Ann.
All right. But what about, okay, so Lisa's son. Oh my God. He looks like he's 12. She's showing him how to drive.
Yeah.
That was so funny. And the other little boy in the back.
Listen,
I could never, when my kids were driving, my son was driving our car this weekend. I was like, look out over there. Do you see that? See, sometimes in this car, you can't really see that car over there. He's like, stop. He's 25 years old and I can't sit in the car. I have a hard time. So at this point in their lives, when they're 15 and they have their driver's permit, that was rough. I couldn't handle that.
Well, what I would never do was allow my other daughter to come in the car with my older
one. While the other one was driving.
Yeah. I was like, oh no, if you're going to take somebody out, it's not going to be all of us.
Keep the other child at home. Let's
exactly. No. And then we find out a little bit more about Mary and her story, which... Okay,
did
we
it
talk
make
about...
you, yeah, did it make you like her more?
No. Mary has a serious issue with her wigs.
Oh, they're not good.
They are embarrassing.
They're not good.
If she has all this money, which I don't think she has... She
again,
needs to spend...
how much money can a pastor
Are you
have?
Kidding me? They make a shit ton of money.
But did you see when she was at her church, the first time they showed her church, there's like 12 people in that freaking the pews.
Oh,
now this time when they had the cameras there and everybody was there, it was packed with people. You could tell they had never been to that damn church.
You're probably right.
She said her grandmother passed on all of her houses, the church, and the husband. So the grandmother got all this money from being a pastor, and then she passed everything on. But then we found out that Mary's mother was pissed that grandma passed it to Mary, that she wanted it all.
Yeah, but I don't understand how these people make their money other than donations. How do they make money?
Pastors. That's how they make their money. It's donation. It's all donation.
So
unless you're being backed up by another... entity that pay, you know, that
I mean,
there's a payment.
She doesn't have like a Joel Osteen congregation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Where is all this money in these other houses that she's talking about that she got left?
Something's a little fishy to me. Mm-hmm. She needs to hire a stylist. Her clothes are Giselle level.
Yeah,
horrible.
I don't care how designer they are. They're awful.
I mean, yeah. If they are designer, then they're 3 years ago.
Yeah, we wouldn't have known anyway. She could say they're whatever they are. We're like, all right.
And her wigs she's got to step up her game. Her wigs are just, she had so many little tiny hairs sticking up.
She needs
it was awful.
Kenya Moore's
hair care.
So that when they showed her church and she's walking down that aisle and just eyes closed and like, thank you, everybody. Thank you. Dote on me. She's quite the performer.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, I've changed my opinion also. Whitney's dad is wearing a wig. I think you're right.
See, now I flipped because when he was walking up the aisle, you could see his white scalp, unless it was just a head sock.
See, now I was convinced it was not a wig. And then when I saw this episode and he's walking in, I went, oh, that's got to be a bad wig.
I don't know. It's just so black, so bad.
Maybe through the season, she'll change it.
No. Maybe.
This was filmed a year ago.
Yeah.
It's not even Christmas yet, right? It's right before Christmas?
No. Well, it's snowing, so it's sometime in the winter.
But is it after Christmas or before Christmas?
I don't think we've seen holidays.
Mm-mm. So I think it's before.
But Whitney's dad was getting into it. He was dancing and just having a good time.
And I want to see. So we saw Meredith has a friend named Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff looks like...
he's got to be her hairstylist or makeup artist, somebody.
Yeah, he was getting into it too.
Yeah. I want to see a little bit more of Jeff, if we can.
Yeah, we like Jeff.
But Jenshaw doesn't like sharing her friends. She makes it very clear that she's very pissed that Meredith went to Mary's church. Why she should care? Who cares?
Who cares?
It really bothers her. So next week, she gets really wasted. By the way, she comes into this 20s party in this outfit that doesn't look 20s.
No, it was like, it was a long gown, first of all. And I don't remember.
And she had one of her interns carrying the back in.
She had a train handler.
Yeah, but they fuzzed his face.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, some guy that went around and behind her just carrying her long-ass train. Who wears a dress like that with a train to a party?
Who does she think she is?
That's what I mean. I'm turned off by her.
I am too. I just don't buy it, is the thing. I don't buy her whole life.
We're not buying what you're selling,
Jenshaw. No, but next week she gets so drunk she's yelling at Meredith.
Meredith,
yelling at Meredith, and it's all about jealousy. Meredith is the nicest person. She gets along with everybody.
I like her.
I do too.
But she had a lot of stories to tell too about her marriage and that she was in a loveless marriage and she just married him because he was Mormon.
No, that's Heather.
Oh, Meredith. Why do I think?
Well, the
Heather,
names are kind of, yeah. Heather's the blonde.
Should be Meredith.
Yeah, I agree.
And vice versa.
Yeah. But yes, Heather's loveless marriage, that was sad because she said she would still be married to him if he still wanted to be married to her, she would have stayed with him.
Yeah, but it bothered me because it was so Stepford-y, you know?
That's what that is, though. And that's why seeing all those girls that work for her all show up in that pure white gowns and all the guys were in white and they all look so perfect. Ugh.
I did go on a tour of the
Mormon church
and the Mormon tabernacle. Mm-hmm. Did they make you fill out a card with your address and phone and so they can send you information?
Yes, I did.
I put a fake one. It was interesting.
Yeah. Chat a little about Below Deck.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on. This 20-something charter guests, they were fine. I mean, they were 20-something-year-olds. Big deal.
Easiest fucking charter for these guys.
Totally.
Yeah, except when they call Mommy. Mommy, look at that me. Was... I drank a little too much.
And Mommy and Daddy are paying for this.
And I ate sushi off a naked model, Mommy.
God.
This is sickening.
The dreaded beach picnic got screwed up. These kids are always hungry. They're not on it when it comes to the food. And I don't
also,
know who is it, Francesca?
Also, put out some chips or something.
Exactly.
My
That's
God.
What I thought. Put some snacks out. These guys are going to be grazing all day long.
They had breakfast. They had nothing until 3 o'clock.
Yeah, we need
but
to
But see,
eat
and those kids
that.
Wouldn't ask either. All they had to say was, hey, can we get a little something to eat?
But wouldn't you...
Keep it out. Keep shit out.
Yeah, just keep stuff out.
Keep asking
no
them,
who.
Do you guys need anything? Do you want anything to eat?
Leave some peanuts
Pretzels.
Out. Something.
No kidding.
Chex Mix. Whatever.
Also, Francesca needs to learn to delegate.
Yeah. So what is the deal with her? I couldn't figure out if she's unorganized, she doesn't know what's going on, or she's not delegating.
She's not delegating. She knows, but she's trying to do everything.
Herself.
Yes. So she needs to trust the people below her. I get that's a thing. I have a problem doing that too sometimes.
Yeah.
She needs to really use them. The new girl, she's going to be fantastic. I felt so bad for her when she didn't have any clothes, no makeup. No underwear.
Nothing.
And she was drained and she just started crying. It's
was
like,
she, yeah,
oh,
she had a long
bed.
Flight, no sleep.
Yeah. I'm loving Eddie.
Eddie's very enthusiastic. He's a little enthusiastic
for me. I feel bad for Eddie though, because he's got really Yoko's under him. I mean,
he does, but
James
he is kind of mean to
James?
Shane.
He is mean to Shane. But Shane's an, Gina, how annoying would Shane be to be
Shane
working
would
for you?
Be, but I mean, I would try to cut him some slack and maybe help him. He's a little bit demeaning.
He's just flighty too, though. Shane's
he's an airhead.
Okay, and Shane does whatever he wants. Also, James, useless. It's hard to cover all the things outside. It's hard to cover the cushions.
James is here for a free vacation.
Yeah, he is. He hasn't learned that it's work.
No. So this group, no shock, they gave the lowest tip, $1,000
Oh,
per
you
person.
Know they thought that was so much money when they were given it.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it is a good amount of money. They also called him Mr. Lee. Thank you, Mr. Lee. And when they went out and they were drinking. Nobody could understand what James was saying. I guess his accent got really strong.
Yeah, that I mean, I struggled a little bit.
Well, I had we have the captions on down below for us. So how about ending with a little 90 day?
This was stressful, this Sumeet and Jenny his parents.
Kind of felt like possibly it was a put on, not a put on, but, you know, it's for the show. Like, they'll give in. Ooh.
No, I don't think it was. I think it was real.
I think they're getting paid for being on, but this is a lot. I feel really bad. And at one point, Jenny was like, you know what? I need to go. I don't want to do this to this family. But then she comes back in. It's like, Jenny, you're right. Go.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't do this to this family. Same with Brittany and Yazin. Brittany, don't do this to this family.
Well, yeah, I agree with that.
At least I believe that Jenny is very in love with Sumeet. And I believe that Sumeet loves her, too.
Jenny? I think he does. Mm. But he's not, well, he's just torn between his parents and Jenny. But, you know, I agree with his parents to a point, too, is they want, you know, they want children. That's never going to happen with Jenny. And
she's
old. She is old.
Yeah.
And the parents say that, or the dad said that Sumeet's trying to absorb a culture from a faraway place where age is not a thing cultures are not a thing. So it's a deviation from their culture and what they're used to.
Well, they think he's turning old because Jenny's old. Like, they're like, your hair's getting gray.
Oh, yeah, you're doing it.
It's because you're around her and she's old.
Now you're letting dye your hair like I do. Because the dad totally dyes
his
hair.
He pushed that table aside and got on his knees and was like
begging
his mother. Mother, I'm so upset. Look at me.
That was heartbreaking. That was heartbreaking.
That was. And then the dad's crying.
Just let your son be happy. If he wants to marry old Jenny, then let him marry old Jenny.
Does Sumeet want to marry old Jenny, though?
Well, that's my question. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he does.
He's saying, Mom, Dad, come over.
Yeah.
Whatever I do, don't let me marry Jenny. Say over my dead body. That'll get it. Say over my dead body. And then I can tell Jenny that that's what she said.
That would be a hard one to swallow.
So Yazin and Brittany. Oh God, I feel so sorry for him. And he got a translator. I love that translator, by the way. He was so cool. And he translated exactly the correct words. I like that. But finally, she's hearing why he's been so upset and what's been so hard on him. He didn't share with her what was going on, that he's been kicked out and he's had to make his own way.
Why didn't he, though?
I think the translation. I think he was so frustrated and he things that he was saying weren't coming out the right way. So she was super confused.
Well, okay.
Well,
the brother, his brother helped explain it, and she met with the brother, and you know,
the brother explained, if he stays with you, my father may kill him.
Yeah, he's going to die potentially. And Brittany just needs to go back to Florida, and you know,
even her friend said, "Wow, I mean, this is a lot right now, and I don't think Brittany was prepared for this." When he says he wants to get married, it's because he needs to know she's committed, because he's giving up literally his whole life and family for you. And if you say you don't know, he's not going to tell his parents bye.
Well, newsflash, she's not that committed. You know,
no.
It's not going to end
good
well.
Good excuse for her to go home. What about Ariella and Binyam? Here's where I was confused. Her mom, dad left. But then when they were leaving, it was just the mom. I think that was filmed at two separate times.
The dad left early because he had to go back to work.
Oh.
And the mom stayed for a couple days.
Okay, that's why.
So that's why.
Part. Okay. Wow, the mom kind of was like, you know, now that I have you by yourself, I don't want you to stay here. I don't want you to raise our grandson here.
Yeah, are you going to be happy? She planted all kinds of seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they were already planted.
The thing is, Ariel is going to do what she wants. I appreciated Ariella sticking up for her life with Binyam. Like, we are going to live here. This is our life now. This is our family. I don't know if the mom should have gone in that heavy. Like, she should have just said, listen, it's going to be hard here, but you can always come home. Like, leave it open like that. But don't plant those seeds, like you said, of it doesn't look good for you.
Well, not only that, this is her choice. She got pregnant. She knew that he wasn't going to be able to come to the U.S. She cannot take his child away from him.
No. And she wouldn't. And I think I told you, like, on her page, I don't know if they're still there or if she's back and forth or what, you know, what she's doing. But they're still very much together, I believe. And she wants little Ari to have Binyam in his life, no matter what, whether they're together or not. I think they're still together, though.
I hope they are. I hope they're together.
Yeah. It was cute when he was baptized, and that's always so hard. She was actually a little naked baby.
Yeah, she was pretty fine with it. It's just different. I mean, she's got to be open to that culture. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. I thought it was funny, though, where he's like, or she said, he's afraid that I'm going to take the baby, like run with the baby like it did with the circumcision. Yeah. And it's like, well, yeah, you did.
I thought it was funny when they were wrapping the baby in the bread. I know. It was more like a tortilla.
It
but
was cute. So Jehoon and Devin, this is just all so weird because it's so long ago and they're,
not together.
God, they still even have that little cute dog, and we know the dog's been gone.
The dog is gone.
The foster dog is gone.
Yeah.
His friends come in with that Hom box, and
that was very confusing to the family.
Oh God! But they did have
with
this
the
weird
squid mask,
and the squid mask stunk. So they were real squid.
It looked like it was real dried squid, didn't
it?
Yeah,
it looked gross. That was kind of cute, though. It was a little, traditional stuff. So next week we'll see them get married.
Did you know? Did we talk about Drusilla having Bell's palsy?
No.
Yeah, she posted something on her page where it's a paralysis that's temporary. So. Like half of her face doesn't.
Wait, do we see that on the show? Did she have it then or she has it now?
No, I think she has it now. She has it now. So just a little,
it goes away?
A side note. Yeah, it's a Bell's palsy is a temporary paralysis. It lasts about 6 months it has to do with your nervous system or something.
Ooh.
Anyway, just a little side note.
Scary.
Tim and Maylisa. Maylisa is the most boring person ever.
Even though she says the words, I love you, I want you to come back.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. And him, I believe. I feel bad for him.
He was very emotional.
He was. Because he has the intent on living there and coming back, but he needs to make some money and he needs to figure shit out.
Well, I don't think... Maylisa just cuts him no slack. There's nothing warm and loving about her.
Because she said, you're only thinking about yourself. He's like, I mean, he can't work there.
Yeah, what does she want him to do?
So what is he going to do? Live off her? No, he needs to go home and make money. Also, we knew that it wasn't, I'm coming here to live here forever, because he still had a job back home.
And she knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And they didn't show Kenny and Armando again. They're all like every other time.
Well, because they don't really have much of a story. I mean, next week we'll see the wedding. I think they get an email or something from the consulate.
Do they actually get married?
I don't know. God, I hope so.
Yeah, I think that it'll come back okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they just don't have a lot of drama.
No.
So they save them for every other time.
I know. Right. Anyway, that's it, Anne. That's a wrap.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
We don't have anything new starting.
No. Oh, didn't talk about our appearance on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, my God.
That was the one we couldn't talk about until after it was on.
Yeah, if you blink, you'll miss us.
It was so fun.
But it was super fun because we were on with there was 8 of us total.
Yeah.
So 6 other people.
Mm-hmm.
Andy popped in and said hello to everyone on Skype.
Yeah.
Super nice. Super cute.
It was very fun.
Yeah, it was super fun.
So, I don't know. We may be doing it again soon. You never know.
We hope so.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, we need some new reviews, people.
Yeah, if you
haven't
left a review,
review us.
Leave us a review. We haven't had one in a while, and please be nice. If you feel like you want to leave a review, please make it nice. I want to make it nice. What is it? I always make it nice.
Yeah, make it nice.
Make it nice. Have a good week.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.